This is also the connection to what the Gemara says, that a Jew is supposed to drink so much on Purim to the point where he can't differentiate between Baruch Mordechai and Arur Haman. Because we learned earlier that tshuva means that a person rises, tshuva means that a person went on the wrong path. There's a certain fork in the road where the paths split and there's a right and a left, and this person went down the left path. And we had learned earlier that tshuva means going all the way back to where those two paths meet and going back up to the place where they become one. That was the concept of raising the hands up also. So Rav Nosson Zal says here, that's this concept where it says that part of the process of Purim is rising to a level where there's no difference between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Meaning, Kitzorech laloi soz el b'chinas zikoroin, b'chinas zochor es ha'sho'os alocha amole kanal. The person has to rise to that place that's called memory, to that which is the concept of Zohar Sashar Salhamolik, El Hagoyrol Hoelion. He has to rise up to the highest lat, Shoyresh Hagoyrolois, which is the source of all lats, good lats and bad lats, Sheshom Kuloi Toiv, where in its source there's only good, Ve'ein Shumra Klal, there's no concept of bad there. It's just that from there they split down below into two paths, Shehem Arur Haman uBaruch Mordechai. And the concept of tshuva means a person rising up to the place where they are in a state of oneness, to a very high place in the Kiddusha. The answer is
every part of the derech has a left and right fork. There's always a left and right fork.
I'll give you an example of it. It's brought that part of the tshuva process, this was mentioned yesterday, part of the tshuva process involves suffering. A person has to be prepared to go through a certain degree of bitterness and suffering for their sins. Why? A person would say, why? So one second, you mean to say that if the person suffers, it means they're forgiven? The answer is no, not necessarily. It depends on how they accept that suffering. If they accept it in a bad way, if they say, I don't deserve any of this, this is wrong, this is terrible, this is harmful, then the suffering doesn't help them. But if the person says, I thank Hashem for this because I know that this is good, I know that this is for my good, which means this is good, that's an example of a situation where this person is rising to a level where bad and good are both good, are nichlal and good. The concept of kishem shem avorchan ala toivam avorchan ala ro, that kind of concept. That's part of the process of tshuva. Because we said before, the concept of sin, the concept of good and bad in this world exists only on a low level. There's a certain place above where it's all one. It's only when it gets down to a certain level below that it splits, where you see a split between good and bad, right and left. A person who committed sins, obviously they're down in that place where there's good and bad, and they've gone to bad. Their tikkun is, they've got to plug into, they've got to get back to that place where it's kulay toiv. And here he's giving an example of it. Of course. There are many reasons given for it. There's a pasuk, Vahu mecholel mipshainu, that tzaddikim in general suffer due to our sins.
They do. I've heard that their families do.
Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Vizeh inyan sudas Purim. With this we could also understand the reason why there's a suda on Purim. Ki meyat nishin, that there's an upper level and a lower level. There's a place below where the differences between Haman and Mordechai are billions of differences. But there's a place, an upper level, where both of those join together and are part of the oneness of Hashem. And a person doing tshuva, the process of tshuva is rising. Rising to what? rising to the oneness, rising to a level of one, going back on that path where the person strayed, he went off a path, lachzor, he's returning to where? Returning to the fork in the road. Returning to the place where everything meets and becomes one. That's what it is. V'zeh inyin sudas purim, ki me'ato shenestakein hadas, v'zoichen lebechinas machloikes l'shem shamayim, shehein bechinas hadiburim shemekablem en hayodayim, kemo shekosav sham. Rav Nosson Zal is making reference to statements in Likutei Moran here, which he's not explaining it in detail. Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran talks about two levels of das. He talks about a level of das where people are in a state of agreement, and he talks about a higher level of das, which is called machloikis l'shem shamayim, where two people are arguing, and the purpose of their arguing is that by each one drawing to a different side, by this one drawing to the right and this one drawing to the left, in a sense, they create a vacant space in the middle where creativity can take place. Because by each one having to defend his opinion, they're bringing forth new ideas in Torah, new thoughts. That's called machloikis l'shem shamayim. It's a machloikis in order to create shamayim, and in order to reach a high level of das. Nun vav, in chelik aleph. Shehem bechinas hadiburim shemekablim in hayadayim, which is also related to this concept of words that are coming from the hands. Because the hands are called Shamayim, Eishin Mayim, the right and left hand. Sheze bechinas mapola somen amolik, umikra megillah, shehi bechinas das shel hizgalus hastorah kanal. These concepts correspond to the concept of knocking Amolik down and bringing forth the Torah from the Hastorah. Alkein zoichinato lebechinas lechem in Hashamayim. Therefore, once we're zoicha to do this, once we're zoicha to bring forth the Torah from the Hastorah, then we're zoicha to lechem in Hashamayim. Bechinas achilas mon, bechinas matzah, kimavur sham, as is explained in chapter 56 in Likutei Moran. That's where Rabbeinu Zal explains the word matzah means machlekes. Matzah umariva means machlekes. V'alkein daiko mitzvah lecho lola harbois besuda. This is why on Purim there's a mitzvah to eat and to have a big, to eat more than usual. Ki achilas ze hayoim hi bechinas das, bechinas lechem en hashamayim, bechinas machloikas l'shem shamayim. Because the food that a person eats on Purim represents this level called machloikas l'shem. Lechem means bread. Lechem also means milchama, battle, machlokis. Lechu lachmu belachmi. There's a pasuk that says, go battle my battle. Shehi shleimu sadas kemavur shom, as is explained over there in Torah Nun Vav Likutei Moran, that this machloikis l'shem shamayim represents shleimu sadas. And again, that's this machloikis, this battle against Amolek. V'alkein achilas sudazu shel purim, V'al yidei achilas sudazu shel purim, nistakein pegam hu achilo shenenu mi sudosoi shelo yisrosho. Through the act of a Jew on Purim eating, because Hashem said it, because of mitzvah, that's the tshuva for the fact that we joined Achashverosh in his meal, in his unkosher suda. Shaydezeh hoya pegam hadas ma'oid, which caused a tremendous pegam in das, v'govro ha'hastora kanal. As we had learned earlier, that there are certain foods that put people to sleep. Remember, we spoke in the beginning of this halacha, and how the Yidden at that time were towards the end of the 70-year golos, which represents 70 years sleep, and Achashverosh, by getting them to eat with him, he wanted to put them to sleep completely. He wanted to lock them into the sleep, knock them out from all 70 shivim ponim shel Torah. Aval achila zu hu hepech mizeh, whereas the Sudas Purim is the opposite of that. Ki hu bechinas shleimus hadas kanal. Sudas Purim represents lechem in Hashemayim, a high level of kedusha, a high level of das. V'zeh shom razal layhudim hoysa oira v'simcha v'sosam v'kor oira zu toira. Kaidei Esik HaToyro Nizgalu HaHastorois. Because through learning Torah, they're able to reveal the Kiddusha that was originally hidden. Shezehu HaNes Shel Purim Kanal. Veze Bechinas Matonos Lev Yoinim. Ki Lefi Goydel Adas Ken Goydel Rachmonos. Rabbein Ezal says in that chapter in the Likutei Moran that in order to have Rachmonos, a person has to have Sechel. Because if a person doesn't have sechel, they don't know what rachmonis means. They'll give a steak to a kid and kill the kid. Or they'll release prisoners because they're out of rachmonis. And again, they're letting murderers out into the street. So Rabbi Nizal says over there that according to the relative, to the das, is the rachmonis of a person. So if Purim represents a time that the das goes up, then it's understood that the Rachmonus goes up. And that's why there's emphasis on charity on Purim, because the fact this higher level das that we've gotten gives us the ability to know how to show kindness. That shows that we're zoche to Rachmonus through this das of Purim. Gam tzdoko hu bechinas sholoim. We know that tzdoko also represents peace. Bechinas marbet tzdoko marbet sholem, as the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, the more tzdoko a person makes, the gives, the more peace he generates, because you have an oni and an oshir who are two extremes. Tzdoko brings them both together. It joins two opposites, which is the whole concept of sholem. V'chol ze tolui b'shleimus hadas, and all of this is dependent on shleimus hadas. Through which a person is zeichet to Rachmonus and to Sholem. V'alkein sholchen afilu la'ashir mishloach Rachmonus hakol b'shvil kedei laharbois ha'sholemoyim. This is why on Purim there's an unusual mitzvah. During the year there's the mitzvah of charity, which has a limited audience. You got to be poor to accept charity. Purim we send gifts to everybody, even to wealthy people. Mishloach Rachmonus. To show how we want to increase the sholem everywhere. We want to make peace with everybody. We're sending gifts to everybody. Why? Me'achar shezochu ledas godol moed. Because we're zochet to such a high level of das on Purim, the das leads to sholem. Rabbein Ezal over there in Likutei Moran quotes a pasuk in Megillas Esther where it says, Lo da'as es shloim Esther. That Mordechai would go and walk by the palace every day to know how Esther was doing. Rabbein Ezal says over there, Lefi goydel hadas, to that extent you're zeichet to shalom. Gam al yidei tzedoko mach toman amolik shu keneged malchus digdusha umezgaber betaivas hashirus kama shekosu shomayim ranal. So too, we know that Haman represents the malchus of the Sitra Achra. And Rabbein Ezal says over there in Likutei Moran that malchus represents the one that gathers in the Re. Malchus is the lowest sphera, which gathers up, you know, from all the ones above it, like, in a sense. It's like the tray underneath all the spheroids. Rabbein Ezal says over there, Don, Shevet Don, is called the Ma'asef L'chol HaMachnois. They represent the Malchus of Kiddusha. Shimshon HaGibur came from them. Haman is called Malchus de Sitra Achra, and he's the force that gathers wealth. He's looking to gather wealth and to become wealthy in a negative way, in a destructive way. So that Haman represents Ashirus de Sitra Achra. And we do battle against that by giving tzedakah. The mitzvah of tzedakah is machnia, the malchus of the Sitra Achra. Vaydeat tzedakah, machnien taivas v'ashirus, kama shekosu b'maymar ashrayom. And we know that Rabbein Ezal shows in Likutei Moran that the mitzvah of tzedakah is what gives a Jew the ability to suppress inside of himself any wrong type of desire for money or for wealth. I want to emphasize again that this halacha and Likutei Halachos that we just learned is very different. Rav Nosson Zal writes it super choppy. He's basing it especially on chapter 56 in Likutei Moran, but also another one or two chapters that have been thrown in here or there. And Rav Nosson Zal did very little clarifying. He's assuming you know those chapters in Likutei Moran well, and he's just making very short references to them. So if a person doesn't know the chapters, it looks like, you know, he's throwing just a bunch of curveballs without anything. I don't see the connections in what he's saying from A to B. But if you look in those chapters in the Qumran, you'll see, you'll understand it much better. For now, we did it just to get through it the best we could.